In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the Apostle tells us what our state of mind should be right now. Knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. This is how we should be thinking right now. We're on the threshold of Great Lent. And it's time to awaken out of sleep. The sleep that he's speaking of is the sleep of sin, of ignorance, of insensibility, of the darkness that's inside us. We weren't born for darkness. We weren't born to be insensible. We were born for intelligence, for holiness, to be able to see God. And yet we sleep. We see evidence of it every day. Because we see that we make wrong choices and do wrong things, and there's stuff inside us that's just wrong. We should have this great desire right now that something in us is going to change during this great Lent. That something in us is going to stop sleeping. Our life is full of this sleepiness, of this unrighteousness. We weren't born for it. We were born for goodness. We were born to know God. And the only way to know God is to be good. Now he speaks some more, and speaks about fasting, and speaks about righteousness. And then at the end he speaks about forgiveness. And the Lord also speaks about forgiveness today. So it must be very important. Of course, we call this day Forgiveness Sunday, or also the Sunday that we commemorate the casting of Adam and Eve out of paradise. The great catastrophe of all of the universe, that man was made to know God, and he fell away from the ability to have this knowledge. And so the Lord Jesus Christ came to give us again this ability. But whereas in the garden it would have been done with ease, they would have learned of God easily, without effort, without toil and travail. Now we must learn of God with effort and with great desire. And the linchpin upon which we will learn of God or not learn of Him is forgiveness. If we cannot forgive, then we cannot know God, because God forgave. It was the way of Christ. And it also is the easy way. Why do I say easy? Perhaps there are people that we have trouble forgiving. Perhaps there are things we remember with bitterness. Perhaps maybe not particular people from our history, but just from our day-to-day life, when someone irks us, or when we find someone to be silly or foolish or sinful, that's also not forgiving. Because to not forgive is also to judge in any way. These things all keep us far from God. These things all rob us of peace. The first words the Lord said to his gathered disciples was peace. He left them with peace. And the peace can only be there if we give up our presumed right to judge. When the Lord said, "If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." He said this directly after he explained how we should pray, in which he said, the Our Father. And of course, the Our Father has within it where we forgive those who trespass against us. With the assumption, with the sure knowledge, that if we do so, the Lord will forgive us. But then the Lord repeats it again here, and makes it even stronger. If you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven. So this Lent really should be, like all Lents, really like every day of our life, where we are attempting to learn the Lord's ways. He said, learn my ways, because I'm meek and lowly. Take my yoke upon you. That yoke is to live as He lived, to be as He is, to forgive. Because then peace floods into the heart. Now at the end of the Lord's testimony to us concerning forgiveness, He tells us not to lay up for ourselves treasures upon earth, but to lay up treasures in heaven. And He says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What He is saying here is, if you value things that God does not value, God will not be with you. Because God is not where there is pride or anger or judgment or bitterness. If those things you treasure, the Lord will not be there. He will be far away from you. Perhaps you might think of treasure in terms of the traditional idea of money and power. Well, those are always because of some sin of the soul that we want money or power or possessions or any other kind of worldly thing. Where those things are, God is not. It's really startling. If we value things that God does not value, He is not with us. He's made it clear what He values by the God-man showing us. He values a heart that forgives. He values a heart that is soft and cares and has compassion for others. So during this fast, here's what we should do. We should recognize, first of all, that we're sleepy. We do have the sleepiness of sin, and that we need to awaken out of this sleepiness. And that the major way in which we will awaken out of this sleepiness is through forgiving others. We call this the Great Fast. And people think in terms of fasting during Lent. This is not the purpose of Lent. The purpose of Lent is so that we would awaken out of our sleep. Fasting is something that we should do and that will help us to awaken out of sleep. But it is not the purpose of Lent. The purpose of this time is for us to, in some way, have some piece of our insensible soul made sensible. To have God touch us in some way that we change. So I tell you, it's good to fast. You should. It is good to pray. But if you do not do these things without the desire to have God in you wholly and fully, and don't do those difficult things where you forgive and do not judge, then nothing that you do will be fruitful. So this is our task ahead of us, to awaken out of sleep and to forgive, so that God will be with us. Amen.